talking about that central tree.
Yeah.
Could you have two of those?
Yeah, on a wagon, we had a double wagon, I have two, one on each side of the tunnel. All that. They made light wagons, we call a one-horse wagon, had shaves to them, just worked one horse to them. Had buggies back then. Mm-hmm. And some of them, most of them, was just one horse, but sometimes for buy what you call a pole, a tongue, put in there and put two horses to the buggy.
Those buggies have shaves too?
Yeah, they have shaves. Most of them had shaves, just worked one horse, but sometimes fellas have the tongue and the shaves. You could work either way you wanted to. If you wanted to work two horses, you could work them.
Could you have a double tree on a wagon?
Yeah, that first thing I was talking about was what's called a double tree. Fastened right here with a, in the middle on this tongue, it's coming out about so long. And on the end of each end of it, we put what we call a single tree, hook the traces to.
Mm-hmm. I see. When you were farming, what did you use to break the ground with for the first time?
Well, we used what we call a turning plow, the middle buster.
Were there any other kinds that you used besides that?
Well, later years we got here, we had a disc that worked whole mules to it on wheels. And then when we went to farming, cultivating, we had what we called a Georgia stock. And put shovels and sweeps on there to plow your stuff around the side. Mm-hmm. But in breaking the land, they used that turning plow and that middle buster.
I see.
Yeah.
Did you have anything that would break up the ground real fine?
Fast.
Real fine.
Oh, no. We never had, except when we got that disc here, a fella could break up the ground if it was pretty cloddy. Mm-hmm. He could hook mules to it. We bedded it up, what we call, we see, about 3.5 foot rows. Leave the water for a year. Just saddle over the bed, put that disc on there, and sort of pulverize you there.
Mm-hmm.
And we had what we call a G-Wiz. It made some springs, kind of bolted over like that, had a little bit of plows on them, fast on them, bolted back in a V-shape. Scratch off beds.
Mm-hmm.
It'd crumble up ground some, but it wasn't too good. Mm-hmm. Not like stuff to have this day.
Mm-hmm. Was that anything like a harrow?
And we had a harrow. Yeah, they was on the first of harrows I remember. Color made all that except the teeth. He could buy big long. Teeth about so long fixed in there, and then they got to making them, factors made them. It's all iron but the handles, and you bolt the teeth in there. They are pretty good scratch around with.
Mm-hmm.
Like break the crust on a man.
I see.
Yeah.
Talking about the wagon, what do you call the part of it that the wheels fit onto?
Well, we call that axles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.